Dr. Singh abdicating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Sherry, Sharrie, last name is Battles, Battles. Date of birth is 8/7/1951. Date of evaluation is 11/22/2023. HPI history page. Complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 72 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 11/9/2023 upon transfer from Corewell Health, Dearborn. Period patient chart indicates that she had a fall and suffered from a fracture of neck of right femur. She also has diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of depression, muscle weakness, hypertension, dysphagia, and has a presence of right artificial hip joint. During my evaluation, patient acknowledged feeling very depressed and expressing feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. She expressed passive wish to die but denies any intent or plans to harm self or any harm self others, period, no paranoia, delusions, hallucinations, period. She reports that she's under care of a psychiatrist and has been taking Lexapro and Lamotrigine. Reports that her doctor had recommended change of her medication, but her insurance did not cover. Period. Patient reports that her husband is deceased. She reports that her daughter is very supportive. Patient's chart indicates that patient might be moving to another nursing home because she's not able to go home at this time. Next paragraph. Review of systems. General weakness. Inability to walk, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, pain and weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, unknown, prior history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of violence, no. Next paragraph, education, not known, relationship, widow, no, number of children. Patient talked about one daughter. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, we've got your former chart, nursing. Next paragraph, history and habits, review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 145 over 73, pulse 86, pulse 66, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, soft, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, intact, association, normal thought content, expressing feelings of helplessness and hopelessness, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, time, memory, recent with a normal, attention, concentration, fair, fund of knowledge, fair, judgment, and insight, fair, MS sleep, poor. Next paragraph, under medications, current medications, Lexapro, 10 milligrams once a day, and Lamotrigine, 100 milligram Q8 hours. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans, continue current medications period may benefit from individual psychotherapy. Patient might be moving to another nursing home and would benefit from ongoing psychiatric evaluation and psychotherapy. Next paragraph. Under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concern. Next paragraph. The patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph. Orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph. Under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, lamotrigine, risk benefit statements, decision to treat in my medical determination above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Your staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities, therapy as per care plans. Patient does not seem to be in any danger to self or others, but needs to be monitored for any worsening of depression. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.